Fundamentally, it was because I could not decide between the two at A level, and I thought, well, there are two subjects where there's a lot of interplay between the two. A lot of the modules that were on offer, there's not a clear split. The skills from one side could be enormously helpful for the other side and that kind of thing. I'd have to say doing the dissertation in third year was absolutely superb, having the slightly terrifying but also very liberating freedom to choose a topic of your own, narrow it down to a particular field that you were especially interested in. And it was the most in-depth and sort of zoomed-in, detailed research that I did throughout the entire of my degree. And it... I think the dissertation as a module gives you an idea of what the various professors and tutors actually do when they're doing research and that sort of thing.
What did you choose? What did you do?
I ended up looking at Paradise Lost by John Milton and basically examining the concept that there might be some land-based ideas of class.
So that's the academic side. What about the social side?
Or just the incredible breadth of different people you meet. Obviously, there's more and more international students at Southampton now. I spent my second year in halls and made really good friends with people from all across the world. And obviously, the various course mates have been excellent too. The subject societies for English and History have put on some really decent events over the past few years. And so even though you might not necessarily have a huge number of hours on a humanities degree, those events still help you to socialise and connect with other people who are doing your course.
Graduation, it's all over and done with. What are you going to be doing next?
I am going to be taking what would officially be called a year out. I'm planning to apply in autumn and winter to get onto a PGCE course to be a primary school teacher starting in September of 2013. The time between now and then is going to be spent doing a combination of any shift work I can find to make sure I've got the necessary money to actually pay for the PGCE, and also I'll be volunteering 3 or 4 days a week in a local primary school to try and boost the amount of hours I've had in the school environment so I've got more chance of being successful in that line of work.
You think the skills you developed while being a student of English and History will help you in that?
Yes, enormously. I think in terms of working with groups, learning to get on with people, time management, all of these things were enormously useful. Last year, thanks to contacting the English department, I went and did a Shakespeare workshop in a local primary school down in Swathling. And thanks to some of the stuff I'd learned about how the text is sort of constructed, but also in terms of presentation skills, how to put across what you've learned to an audience who might not necessarily already know too much about it. That was enormously helpful, and we ended up giving them the confidence to do a really, really successful Shakespeare Festival performance.